Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, April 15th. It is tax day. If you haven't gotten it done, make sure you get that extension filed today. And I was driving in this morning and it started raining on me.
It did.
I was like, what is happening? And then I'm like, is there a broken sprinkler around here? No, it was raining on me. And it was just for a couple of minutes, like around 215 and Buffalo area. And then as I got closer to the radio station, it kind of stopped. So it was just really bizarre. I didn't look at the forecast this morning, full disclosure, but I did not know that there was any sort of rain in the forecast.
What a lone little cloud.
I know. It was just so bizarre. Just enough to get my car a little bit dirty, make my windshield wipers turn on and take care of that. But yeah, it was really bizarre.
That is bizarre. Something that I'm kind of looking forward to today is one thing that I've tried to manifest or just be open to again is go back into dance class. And dance class, I mean, I did dancing for like 40 hours a week before radio. And so when I got into radio, it kind of died down. I kind of retired and just kind of put my love for dance in the back burner. So I was like, I think I need to go back into dancing. I think I need to fill my cup again. And so no, I didn't tell anyone this. It was all in my thoughts. So Sunday at the Vegas Thrill Game, a listener came up to me and she goes, hey, I would love for you to come to one of my dance classes I do. It's nothing advanced. It's super beginner. So don't expect anything crazy, but I'd love for you to take a dance class with me. And I kind of know this listener. She comes to a lot of the events and I'm like, oh my God, that's so crazy. I was just talking about how I need to go back into dancing more. And so it was like a little angel sent to me. She goes, come join me. So tonight I'm going to a dance class. I'm nervous. I don't know what to wear. I'm like going through all these thoughts, but I think it was a good sign for me to go back into dancing a little bit.
Well, that's good. You got to do what brings you joy in life and what makes you happy. And that clearly is something that makes you happy.
It does make me happy. Am I nervous? Yes. But I think it's a good thing to kind of get out of my shell a little bit and do something I love again. So
yeah,
that's what I'm looking forward to today.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. I'm excited for you. You have to let us know how it goes.
I will. I'll report back the same time tomorrow, tell you how it is. I'll probably be limping in a little sore, but other than that, that's what I'm looking forward to today.
I always look forward to the after soreness that you're going to get from working out or doing something that was a little strenuous on your body. Most people hate it. I actually like it. That tells me I did something.
How was your personal training going?
It's cool. It's going well. I really like my trainer. He's really cool. The last, I went on Saturday and worked out with him, and I'm doing stuff on my own, but like with him, he, you know, we're like lifting and doing heavy stuff, and he keeps going heavier and heavier on me. And I made the comment, I go, like, I'm really flattered that you think I can do this, but this is really hard. And he's like, I know you can do this. And it's just been fun to get back in there on a more consistent basis instead of doing the stuff that I do at home. And I lift weights at home, but you know, you don't push yourself like someone else pushes you. Mm-hmm. And so when I get tired, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I remember doing like training classes, and my personal trainer would be like, go up a level, go up a level. Like everyone would be doing 10 pound weights. I'll be doing 15. I'm like, why is he making me do it? And I'm like, I guess it's a good thing because he thinks I could do it.
Yeah. And the way he does it is so sly, and he's so nice about it. He's like, all right, well, I think you could go heavier. I'm like, you do? Like, what are you doing to me? But it, at the same time, it's a compliment, so I have to take it as such. But yeah, it's going really well. And well, I think I'm supposed to go in this afternoon. I have to check. But yeah, it's just like, oh my goodness, it's so I'm so not looking forward to it. It's but like then at the end, I am.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you don't look forward going in, but then afterwards, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did it. Yeah. It makes you feel good.
For sure, for sure. Well, we have a jam-packed show today. We are going to give you a chance to win this morning with an early edition of Heads Up. We've got a $100 Smart and Final gift card to give you just after 6 o'clock, so be listening for that. But let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Jump by Criss Cross? Do you want to hear I Love You Always Forever by Donna Lewis? Or do you want to hear Don't Trust Me by 303? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do it on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can call or text us at 702-364-9400, or you can tweet us on Threads or X at Mercedes in the AM. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So I was in this meeting yesterday, and it was like an informal meeting, but like the discussion started to get like really kind of serious, not in a bad way, but you know, it was just, it was one of those things where I felt my phone buzzing, and I was like, this is not the time to like look at my phone. And I wear an Apple Watch too, and so my wrist was like buzzing. And I hate when that happens, because it looks like you're looking at your watch because you're bored of what someone's saying, but you're really looking at what your message is.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to be polite, I'm trying to be present, and I feel my wrist buzz. And I just kind of glance, and I see it's a text from my daughter, and she's in San Diego right now. She goes to school in San Diego, and all it says is, we just had an earthquake. And I'm like, So like I said, I'm trying not to be disruptive. Immediately, I'm like, what? But I'm in this meeting. I don't want to be rude, you know?
It's one of those like heart to stomach moments, don't you think?
My stomach just twisted in knots. So I'm sitting there half listening, half spiraling. Yeah. I'm like, is she okay? What was it big? And I could see it's on our family group chat. So I can kind of see that my husband responds, and he asks, are you okay? And I see the yes. So I'm like, there's part relief, but still worry. And it turns out, and you probably heard about it, there was like a 5.2 earthquake near Julian. Sophie was fine, just a little shaken up, because that was her first earthquake she's ever been in.
Was it really?
Yeah. So the feeling of getting that kind of message when you can't really respond, that's like a whole different kind of panic. So have you ever gotten a text where you were like in a meeting or in a class or at a dinner, and you're like, oh no, and you feel like you can't say anything or react yet?
I remember this was a couple months ago. My husband texted me saying, everything is fine. When he texted that, starting with that, I already am like, sure, everything is fine. But he goes, everything is fine, but I got into a car accident. call me when you can.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
So everything's fine, but I've been in an accident.
Like, okay. So I immediately call him and I said, oh my God, what happened? And my first instinct was to start recording the phone call because I can tell that the girl that he got into a car accident with was also in the background. So if there's anything that was said or anything on that phone call could be evidence. So I'm recording and he's like, hold on 1 second. And I hear them in the background. She goes, can I get your license? Can I get your registration? And of course, she didn't have her license. She's driving her friend's car, quote unquote, and everything about this whole situation was sketchy, but I mean, at the same time, I'm glad he was okay, but that text message at first, it's like, everything is fine, but really, is it really fine?
No, that's like, anytime you get accident in the text, I feel like that's a free card, like your get out of jail for free card. You got to get going with what you're doing, you got to call them, you got to like forget everything else. Like, that is scary, but that does sound kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I remember one time my nephew, who never texts or calls me, just randomly like happy birthdays or Merry Christmas. He's 13. He texts me. He goes, Steffi, call me. And I'm immediately shaken up as an aunt. I call him. He goes, hey, what's up? What was that one thing that James needed from Fortnite?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thanks for the heart attack. Yeah. And also, it's a new skin, just in case you were wondering. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, April 15th. It is 6:04. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've got a lot coming up on the show. Got a busy couple of weekends here coming up this weekend. Upcoming weekend. It's this weekend, right? Hop and Shop.
Yes.
Town Square.
Mm-hmm, this Saturday.
Yeah, so sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. This Saturday at Town Square, we're going to be out there. I'd love to see you bring the kids out for a little Easter egg hunt. Should be a lot of fun.
And then next Saturday is Walk for Wishes. That's benefiting Make-A-Wish Nevada. And something we're doing is every year, this is always so close to our hearts, and I think that what I would love to make bigger is our team. And every year we have a team, Team Mix 94.1. And you can register online at mix941.fm under the events page. And I invited the whole staff here to be a part of Team Mix. So I sent out a group, or I wouldn't say a group, but a mass email to the staff. And the title was, you and your families are invited to Walk for Wishes. We are doing it on Saturday, April 26th. It's going to be at Town Square. Would love for you all to represent Team Mix 94.1. Just a couple of hours of your morning with us. Your families and pets are invited as well. So I sent this out and I'm like, man, it'd be kind of hypocritical if I didn't invite James and Momo. So I told James, I actually forwarded the email to him and I said, hey, babe, I'm putting this on our calendar so you can come out with Momo. He's popular and the listeners will want to meet him.
He's popular? Does Momo have a fan club?
Momo has 50 followers on Instagram. Okay. Thank you very much.
Very nice. Very nice.
And I told James and he goes, okay, I guess I'm going to Walk for Wishes next Saturday at Town Square. And so we're at the park, me, Momo, and a couple of our friends. And James tagged along with us too. And then our friends are asking us, hey, what are you guys doing next Saturday, the 26th? And I'm looking at my calendar and James already knows because he goes, I got voluntold to go to Walk for Wishes. And I'm like, you got voluntold? What do you mean? He goes, you didn't even ask me. I got voluntold. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't ask you, but look, it's for the kids. It's for Make-A-Wish Nevada. And Momo, he's popular. The listeners will want to meet him. And so we were dying. He goes, yeah, I got voluntold to go to Walk for Wishes next Saturday.
That just comes with the territory. You know, when you volunteer for something, I feel like that's an automatic in that your spouse or your significant other or your kids or just your family in general, you are also supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. And is there something? I feel like Matt is always being voluntold to do stuff for us.
Oh, don't rude.
You think? Don't you think, though?
Rude. Wow.
You think
that's too
rude?
Early for you to start attacking me here.
I'm telling
him stuff. No, I don't tell him stuff. If anything, he volunteers for stuff.
Okay.
He's very much like, hey, do you need me to come out and be, you know, a part of this? Or, hey, do you need me to call in and talk about this. I'm trying to think. I don't really voluntold him for anything because I don't know his schedule all the time. So I'm afraid if I volunteer him for something, then I'm going to have to turn around and apologize and say, like, he can't come or whatever. But I mean, I'm sure there's been instances of it on both ends. I feel like there's times where he's like, hey, by the way, we're going out to dinner with so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm like, what? Who? Why? It was like, I went to high school with him. Remember, he's coming into town. And I'm like, ah, how did I get wrapped up into this?
Is that voluntold or just forgetting?
No, he's telling me I have to go. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a two-way street for sure. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we would love to see you, and we'd love to have you join Team Mix if you want to. It is, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we are, yeah, just busy with Hop and Shop this weekend at Town Square, and then the Walk for Wishes at Town Square. It's gonna be a good time. So more information is on the website, mix941.fm, and a lot coming up this morning. In just a couple of minutes, your first chance to win with Heads Up. We have a $100 gift card to Smart and Final you can win when you guess six things in one of the categories you pick. It's going to be a lot of fun. And on the way next, we have What's Trending coming up. Rumors are swirling about a Bodyguard remake, and fans think a major pop star is taking on Whitney Houston's legendary role. The rumors about who they'd pair her with, too, have people talking. Details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning, and my mouse is not working
here. Oh, no.
There we go. She is on the lips of many because of a rumor that is going around. Swifties are kind of spiraling over this rumor that Taylor might star in a remake of The Bodyguard.
Really?
Could you imagine? I mean, Taylor and... Wow. The 92 film starred Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. It was a thriller that gave us the drama, the danger, and this song right here. Now, the director is Sam Wrench, and he was the one who helmed Taylor Swift the Eras Tour film.
Oh.
So that's why a lot of people are saying, oh, there could be something here. Now, naturally, that's all the fans needed to start this theory machine. Tyra Banks, she even threw out her dream cast on Today with Jenna and Friends. She was guest hosting, and this is what she thought about that.
The Bodyguard.
Yes. Aren't you into it?
I'm
who
so
would you
into
cast?
It. I think Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because she would freaking sell like crazy.
Right.
I'm just be real. I'm a black girl.
Yeah.
It was Whitney Houston as a black girl.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner as a white man.
Yes.
What if we flipped it?
Yes.
And it was Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And Idris Elba.
Ooh, Idris Elba.
Yeah, so that's the name that's going around for Kevin Costner's part. She said that would be hot. I guess Jenna suggested she star in the movie, and she's like, girl, we need someone who can really sing on that. So for context, Whitney's version grossed so much money at the box office, gave us one of the greatest soundtrack singles of all time. So she would have really big shoes to fill on that. But Taylor has expressed her love for Whitney in the past. She says she was a huge fan of her spirit, and that she was always smiling. So what do we think? Should Taylor step into that iconic role, or is this one that's better left untouched? I mean, they're going to do it, but is she the one to fill that role? What do you think?
I think she would be incredible, don't get me wrong, but I've never seen the 1992 Bodyguard movie, and I'd never really seen Taylor Swift act. I didn't watch her in the Cats movie. I know it didn't do too well, but I don't know if I can really see that, in my opinion. As a Swiftie, what do you think?
I think she could do it. I really do. I've seen her. She's done a couple other like small roles in other movies and TV shows. I think she could do it. I think that she would be under a ton of scrutiny as if she wasn't already.
Yeah.
I think people are going to just constantly compare her to Whitney because Whitney made that role. That's I I love that movie. I remember watching it just as a kid, just being fascinated by Whitney. And so I think that she could do it. I like the idea of Idris Elba playing her bodyguard, but I'm trying to think like who else would be good in that role. If there was anyone else that people were thinking of that could fill that role. I know that some other names that were being tossed around were like Ariana Grande, because now she's like big into acting and obviously she can sing really well. Is she the one for that role? I don't know. So let us know what you think. But Taylor's name being thrown around, and that is what's trending. All right, who is ready to win? It is time right now with Heads Up, an early edition for you. And this is a great prize. We have a gift card for you for Smart and Final worth $100. Who wants it? All you have to do is be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds in Heads Up, you win this $100 Smart and Final gift card. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Barbara, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, let's do this.
Let's do it. We have a $100 Smart and Final gift card for you. If you win, just pick a category. Do you want to go with Poetic Justice, Anime All Day, Loads of Fun, or Bananarama?
Well, let's go with Loads of Fun.
Loads of Fun. Okay, so let's see here. What do we have? National Laundry Day is today. So these are all things associated with your laundry. Okay, Barbara?
Okay, I don't know if that's fun, but...
I know. It's just a lot of loads, right. That's for sure. All right, so we just need to get six in 60 seconds. We got this.
You guys do got this. All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is what you pour into the washing machine to make sure things get clean.
Laundry detergent.
Yes. This is where you put the clothes. You load them into
the dryer, the washing machine.
Yes. This is you might use this on your clothes after they're washed because they got a lot of stuff on them. It's like a
lint roller.
Yes. This is what you do to your laundry when it's done so it doesn't get wrinkly.
Hold it.
Yes.
Put it away.
This is where you put your dirty laundry. You throw it in this
hamper.
Yes. This is sometimes people, instead of using the dryer, they like to
clothesline.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't even get. Well, how did you get clothesline? That was crazy.
Because I'm old.
Oh my gosh.
I used to use a clothesline all the time.
That is amazing, Barbara. Congratulations. You just got yourself a $100 Smart and Final gift card. That is certainly going to be helpful. So thank you for listening. And we'll have another chance for you to win with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be getting you tickets to see Stevie Nicks. Win them before you can buy them. Just made the big announcement yesterday. That's coming up right around 8:20 this morning. It's Mix.
And we found love right where we are.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We went out to lunch yesterday. It was me, it was Steph, it was our boss, and it was our friend Julian who was on the show with us yesterday. And I don't know if you could tell, but I was just feeling really anxious that whole time.
I kind of saw some body language that might be okay.
I cannot explain. It's just one of those odd things about me. Like, is there something that is a really normal activity that gives you anxiety? Like, this makes no sense, but going out to lunch gives me serious anxiety. It's not just like, oh, I'd rather eat lunch at home kind of anxiety. It's more of like that nervous energy, like shallow breathing, fight or flight response, like type of anxiety. So we're out to lunch, totally casual, like bar and grill vibes. It's not fancy at all. But from the moment I got there, my brain was like, we are in danger. Like,
it's really?
Just, my body just does not get comfortable when it's time to go out to lunch. And so you guys like ordered an appetizer. I didn't touch it.
That's the one I was going to say.
I didn't touch it.
You didn't touch the appetizer at all.
Not because I wasn't hungry. I don't like eating in front of people. It's the weirdest thing. I know, but I feel like I feel like I'm being watched. Like every bite is under review. Like I just can't do it. And so then I ordered a salmon salad because it felt safe. You know, it's like, you know, I'm looking at this whole menu and there are a lot of things that looked really good, but it's like, okay, this is a safe meal. I won't look too weird eating this, but I'm clutching my fork like it's a stress ball. I'm just like, and like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that gives me anxiety. Does anyone else get that like lunch anxiety? I was talking to Matt about it afterwards and I was like, this is just a perfectly normal thing to go do with people. But then I think, like, did I talk too much? Was I rambling? Why did I go into so much detail about certain things? Like, why can't I just have lunch? Why is my body reacting like I'm on stage at the Oscars or something?
I did notice a little bit of that when we were at lunch yesterday, when you didn't eat the appetizer. When you sat down on the bench, you were like at the farthest side of the bench. Like it looked like you're about to fall off.
Yeah, I don't know. It's uncomfortable for me. It's the weirdest thing, and it doesn't matter who I'm with. I just don't like to have lunch.
Huh.
Like, or I don't want to say I don't like to have lunch. I like lunch, but it's like I don't like working lunches.
Yes.
That's what I don't like. Does anyone else have like a normal situation that gives you anxiety for no reason? 702-364-9400. Just putting it out there in case anyone else gets wildly anxious over a business lunch. You're not alone. I am so like there with you. Have you ever just stared at a plate of salmon and thought, wow, this is so much pressure right now? Let's talk to Sarah at 702-364-9400. Sarah, is there something that's just totally normal that gives you anxiety?
Filling out paperwork, specifically like at the doctor's office. I have no idea about my dad's medical history. Like, I barely talk to the guy.
Like, well, how am I supposed to know if he had angina? Like, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know that stuff.
And it's like, don't forget to fill out the backside. I'm like, oh my God, there's a backside?
There's so much stuff on there. And then when they tell you to do like the check marks over every symptom you've ever experienced, and I'm like, is this like in my lifetime or is this recently? What am I supposed to do here?
I'm learning so much about you. Okay, so you get a little anxious at lunch. Is that why a couple weeks ago when I said, let's go out to lunch, you're like, I'll get back to you?
Yes, honestly. I don't want to lie to you because I love you. I just don't like going out to lunch. That is just my thing. Dinners are fine, but I don't know what it is about business lunches that make me feel so weird.
Oh, and then ordering? Forget it. I'm like, what are you guys getting? So that's why I always ask, like, what are you guys getting? Do you guys get an appetizer? Am I getting something that's too expensive? Is it too cheap? Do I look like the thoughts? The thoughts!
The thing that I noticed that I thought was so funny at lunch is, like, when you guys were talking about getting an appetizer, our boss and Julia were like, those Philly cheesesteak egg rolls look good. And you're like, yeah. So then they comes to order and you're like, we'll take the fries. Like, you didn't even listen to that.
I did it.
I love it. Hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, we have some sad breaking news this morning. Elaine Wynn, a philanthropist and one of the most successful women among Nevada casino executives. She has passed away. She was 82 years old. The Elaine P. Wynn and Family Foundation announced her death this morning. They didn't really disclose a lot of information right now. It's currently a situation where we're just getting the information. And she was definitely someone who played an instrumental role in just shaping what modern day Las Vegas is. If you think about it, from the Golden Nugget to the Mirage, Bellagio, Wynn, Encore Resorts, truly a trailblazer in the casino industry. And she has passed away at 82 years old.
Just a remarkable woman. I mean, the things that you just named off, I had no idea.
Yeah, she was huge. And just, I would run into her so often at charity events. Like, if I was hosting And she was always there. No fanfare, no nothing. She simply bought a table and was sitting there with people just donating money wherever she could to make Las Vegas better. So just an amazing, amazing woman. And she will definitely be missed. We'll get you guys more information as we get it this morning. Also this morning, if you are thinking that you have a long time left until you are going to retire, or maybe you're just counting down your days until your last day on the job, you probably thought about how you'd like to spend those last years of your life. Well, retirement may still be a long ways away for a lot of us, but now's the time to be putting away that money. And new research gives us some insight into how that is going. So the magic number that Americans feel that they need to retire comfortably in 2025, it has dropped $200,000 from last year to $1.26 million. Does that sound enough, like enough for you to kind of fund the last, you know, I don't want to say the last years of your life, but you know, after you decide you're not going to work anymore.
And this is per person. 1.2.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well, okay. So I think about it and it's, I mean, if I have a full 401k, James has a full 401k. Sadly, I don't think that's enough if I retire at 65. We've thought about this. Obviously, it's a long way to go, about moving to the Philippines when we retire because it's just so much cheaper.
And cost of living.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think of this number?
I think that, like, just knowing the way, like, we spend right now, I don't think it would be enough because, like, I have two daughters and they're really expensive. Yeah. And I'm just talking about, like, education and other athletics and stuff that we have to spend money on with that. But then when they're done, it's like with that. Oh, yeah. I think that it would be no problem.
Hey, I see Sophie. She's killing it right now in the business industry.
Yeah. And they're going to have to support me. So I'm not going to even worry about that. Finally, this morning, would you do this? I have mixed feelings on it. It kind of reminds me of severance. This is something that no one saw coming, or if they did, maybe they didn't remember it. But there's been some recent advancements in neuroscience, and they're bringing the concept of dampening traumatic memories closer to reality, kind of like severance, kind of like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Now, you know, completely erasing a memory is definitely not, it's still fiction, but researchers are using techniques to reduce the emotional impact of painful memories. So that offers some relief to people who suffer from conditions like PTSD or severe depression. According to neurosurgeons, there are at least three different methods that look really promising in this area. One is using magnetic fields to kind of stimulate specific areas of the brain, and then you implant electrodes in those areas, and then it's supposed to help. Also, the use of high blood pressure medicine is helping. Not everyone in the scientific field is a big fan of this idea, but if you could wipe out your worst memories, would you do it?
I think that I wouldn't wipe them away. I think because they've made me so much about who I am today, and they've, the lessons I've learned from these bad memories, would I do this to make the effects lessen and maybe not overthink? Yes. But I don't think that I would wipe them completely.
I think that it really just shapes you as a person. And it like you said, I think of, you know, you've made it through 100% of the bad situations you've gotten through. Like, you're literally here right now. You made it through 100% of them. But it doesn't erase, like, the trauma that you may have from them, the PTSD that you may have from them. It's just, I think of, like, the most traumatic events or even just recent things that have happened that have been really, like, difficult. Would I want them to go away? Part of me is like, yes, go away. Like, forget about it. But I do think that they're kind of what gives you, like, that strength to get through other difficult situations that may come your way.
Like, for me, like, maybe my worst one is probably when my parents got divorced. Horrible. To yesterday when I forgot to order appetizers at the lunch menu. Like, I overthink things, but, like, seriously, they cause bad memories for me.
With that, if you forgot that your parents got a divorce, what would happen? Like, when you saw them, like, Dad, why do you live in a totally different house than Mom? What are you supposed to do there?
Right.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hi, Genevieve. You're caller 20.
Hello.
Are you ready to do this?
I am so ready.
All right. Yes. We have a $375 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers to give away to you when, not if, when you guess the song faster than I can. I'm going to get out of here and give you a shot at this. You got this, Genevieve. I'm wishing you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Mercedes. All right, Genevieve, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud into the microphone of your phone. We stop the clock.
Awesome.
And then once you say got it, you have 5 seconds to say something, okay?
All right. Sounds
all right. Good. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
This thing right here.
Got it.
What you got?
I don't know. Can I say it on that song?
Uh huh. Okay. So you, what is it, the actual title you said?
That song.
Okay, and who's the artist?
Not Shaggy. It's not Shaggy.
It's not Shaggy. Okay, who is it?
It's just ice coming to Blake. Oh my god!
No, that's okay. I'm gonna bring Mercedes right. in. Let's bring her in.
Okay.
All right, Genevieve, you are dropping your kids off in what part of town?
Southeast, like Old Henderson.
Nice. Okay, Mercedes is back. Hi, Mercedes.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
All right.
Okay.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
This thing right here.
Got it. A thong song by Cisco.
Okay. You stop the clock at 2.3 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
Thong song by Cisco. Genevieve, she stopped the clock at 2.4 and she thought it was that thong.
That thong?
She didn't know the artist, but she's like, that thong, can I say it on the radio? I'm like, go for it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sorry, Genevieve. It's unfortunately the thong song. And yeah, that's Cisco. Oh man. That means we get to hear the song.
Yes.
Why am I so excited about this right now? And that means our diamond pendant just got bigger. It's a $400 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And here it is now. If your Tuesday wasn't good already, let's make it better now. The thong song, Cisco, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you have a question, you have a comment, you have a request, let us know. 702-364-9400. You can call us and text us. I really need some help right now, and I'm hoping you guys can help. We have these two ducks that keep hanging out in our backyard, in our pool. They started coming like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't think it's the same ducks. I don't know. I'm not sure. But at first I was like, adorable. Oh my gosh, look at these cute little ducks. They swim in our pool. That's so cute. And like, I was even Googling if ducks can be house trained. That's how cute I thought they were, right? But then I realized that they were using our pool like a toilet, basically. Not just in it, but also around it. And it's like they're marking their territory. And suddenly this is not cute anymore. I'm not okay with this.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. I was going to say, what about the ducks? What if they're good luck? What if they're a sign from like the angels saying like, hi, you're doing great. Maybe it's a sign from the other side. And they're just like, hi, everyone. Hi, Martinez family. Here I am. Maybe the bathroom could be an issue. I don't know how to solve stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think that they're good luck at all. There's no luck that has been brought to my house because of them. I tried yelling at them. Nothing. They just look at me like, you done? Like, whenever I go out there, I go, bah, and they're like, uh-huh. So now I've done something that, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's not right, but we have this super soaker, and I have filled up with water. I keep it loaded. So if they come, I go out there and and I shoot at them. I try not to shoot direct at them. I shoot around them just enough to make them like scared. And it's the only thing that works. That's the only thing that I can get them to go. But I don't want them to show up in the first place. I know. I feel like that's kind of mean. Like, am I a monster or am I just a woman that's trying to reclaim her pool from two freeloading ducks? And so have you ever been in an animal battle that you had in your own backyard? Am I the villain in this story? How do you keep them away? 702-364-9400. We have like those fake owls in our backyard. That doesn't do anything for them. They don't care. They're just like, hey, what's up, owl? Like, they just use it as a landmark or something. So does anyone, A, know how to keep ducks out of a pool? And B, have you ever had a showdown with any kind of animal on your own property? What happened? I know you've had a showdown with your pigeons in your roof, right, Ramon?
Yeah, birds, huh? Those dang birds. yeah, they were there. First, it started with the noise. When they hang around on the ledge right there, you can hear them just hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. And sometimes I feel like they're sparrows, so they kind of sing. And it's extremely annoying, especially early in the morning. So after a while, then you started noticing bird poop. And then, you know, the rocks started coming. And now, actually, a little update. I should be getting spikes on that little ledge this week.
Wait, you threw rocks at your pigeons to get them to go away?
Oh, my gosh. One time I threw the rock, and the bird kind of flew into the rock.
Oh, my gosh.
So he hit the rock. I didn't hit him.
It was like that Randy Johnson pitch that he threw that game.
Yes.
Like he hit the dove or whatever.
And it exploded. Poof.
You're, like, literally throwing rocks at the pigeons. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, get a dog. They'll chase them away. I would love to get a dog. I just don't have the time for a dog right now. This one says, go on Amazon and buy the motion sensor sprinkler and set it out. They keep birds and ducks away by motion. Ooh, I like that one. And then this one says, I live near the wetlands and I've had neighbors with raccoon problems. Most people don't know raccoons even exist here. I didn't know that we had raccoons here in Southern Nevada.
In Nevada, do we have skunks?
I don't think so. We used to have them in Colorado all the time, but I don't know about here.
San Diego, too. We had tons of skunks. I remember when in my childhood home, we had a huge hill in my backyard, and I had a pit bull when I was younger, and my pit bull had a showdown with a skunk.
Was your pit bull like, dale?
Well, then it went dale.
Mr. 305.
Baby. Because what had ended up happening, he was like, dale, Mr. 305, right at the skunk. And then guess what? He messed up and found out. Because when I saw, I was telling him, Klepto, come inside. Come inside. He's barking at the skunk, barking at the skunk. Guess what? Klepto got sprayed by the skunk.
Oh, man.
And that smell. It, like, I could taste it.
Did you wash them with tomato juice? That's what they say you're supposed to do.
I don't know what my brother ended up doing. I think he ended up going to the groomer, but the groomer didn't want Klepto either.
The groomer's like, I know you want me. I know you want you. Oh, my gosh. I just got to get rid of these ducks. They're driving me insane.
What are you going to do? Besides the squirt gun?
It's a super soaker. That comes out hard. I feel bad.
You're not very nice.
But then they leave. They leave.
Just name them Daisy and Donald Duck.
I swear to God, those are the names we named them. Are you kidding, Ramon? Did my husband tell you that?
He DMs me sometimes.
Seriously? Because that's literally what we named them out, Daisy and Donald. And then I'm like, we can't give them names. We hate these
Daisy,
dogs.
Donald, and Mr. 305.
All right, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And we have your passes to Legoland California. 4 Resort Hopper tickets for you right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you are going to check out Legoland. Caller 20, you are playing. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Tanya, you're caller 20. You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
Yes, I hope so.
All right, we have 4 passes, Resort Hopper passes, to Legoland, California. When you win the Mega Minute, all you have to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds. It's been done before. You can do it this morning. Are you running solo this morning, or do you have someone in there helping you?
I'm by myself.
Okay, that's all right. That allows you the time to like concentrate and really figure this out on your own.
I love it. Okay, Tanya, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. All right, Tanya, the 60 seconds for Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the last letter of the alphabet? Yes, finish this nursery rhyme. Ba, ba, black.
Sheep.
Yes, what do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
Pina colada.
Yes, who is your mom's son to you?
My brother.
Yes, when it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
Universal Standard Pass.
What city is considered the fashion capital of the USA?
New York.
Yes, the line, you're going to need a bigger boat, is from what movie?
Pass.
When it comes to movies, what does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Yes, what is the capital of Wyoming?
Pass.
What car company makes the Altima?
Nissan.
Yes. When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for? Oh, man. I'm sorry, Tanya. You made it through all 10, but unfortunately, we had to pass on a couple. This one, I never would have gotten it. I did not know what USB stood for. I had no clue. And that is Universal Serial Bus.
Serial? I would have never got that.
S-E-R-I-A-L. What? I had no clue. So that would have, I would have lost too. The line, you're going to need a bigger boat, is from the movie Jaws. And the capital of Wyoming, that is Cheyenne. I'm so sorry, Tanya. You really did a good job, all things considered, but just not good enough to get these tickets. So that means caller 20 right now, they're yours. 4 Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland, California. You want to go? Caller 20 gets the passes right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A 5.2 magnitude earthquake in San Diego County yesterday was felt across Southern California. There were no reports of injuries or major damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says that the quake hit around 10 a.m. The epicenter was 2.5 miles south of Julian, which is a mountain town in the east of the county, with several small aftershocks after the fact. It was felt away as far as Los Angeles. They are urging people to just be aware of aftershocks and to look out for rocks that may have tumbled from hillsides during the quake. But they say that more than 25 million people experienced weak to light shaking. Some experienced moderate shaking. So that's a scary thing. I think I've been in one earthquake, and I didn't know at the time it was an earthquake. It was here in Vegas, and I just heard like this loud bang, and it felt like my neighbors, I was living in an apartment at the time, and it felt like my neighbors slammed their door shut because I just felt like that little shake, and then that was it. And then I found out the next day there was an earthquake, and I was like, oh, maybe that was the earthquake. I had no idea.
Yeah, being in San Diego, born and raised, thank God everyone's okay, and all my family members are great too, but I remember it's 2010, and it was Easter Sunday in San Diego, and all of a sudden, like, the house started shaking. My aunt's house, we're like, oh my God. I vividly remember seeing my grandma going underneath the door frame and making sure that everything was okay. That ended up being like a 7.2, which was a big one. But other than that, just little ones here and there in Southern California. And yeah, that's about it.
Wow, my daughter was in it. She goes to school down there, and she said that she definitely, they were all in the writing center at the time. That's where she works. And she was sitting there at the desk, and all of a sudden she's like, things started shaking. And I go, did you guys like run for cover? Did you go through to a door frame? She's like, no, we all just sat there trying to figure out what was going on. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm glad it wasn't worse.
Did you see the elephants in the safari where they formed a circle to protect their little elephants? That was so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. If you missed that, the elephants at the San Diego Zoo, that's just kind of a natural instinct they do to protect their young. And they all formed a circle around the small elephants just to make sure that there was protection there. And it was just, yeah, just nature at work. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. Also this morning, Beyonce and Jay-Z, their names are being dropped from a lawsuit that claimed that they were witnesses to the sexual assault of a man at one of Diddy's parties. Manzaro Joseph named the couple in his complaint, which was filed earlier this month. But according to TMZ, the change was made after Jay-Z's attorney warned his legal team about making false allegations in the lawsuit. He also proved to him that neither Jay-Z or Beyonce were even near Miami at the time of this alleged incident. Claims that were made in his lawsuit have been denied by Diddy's lawyer, but I feel like this is ramping back up again. Like, things are starting to happen. So I'm sure we're going to hear much more about this in the coming weeks. Finally, this morning, people have been acting a fool at the new Minecraft movie. Like, people are losing their minds. Ramon, I know you went and saw the Minecraft movie. Did anyone go crazy and make a mess when you went and saw it?
Fortunately, nothing like that, nothing like those videos, but I never played the game, but yeah, there were some parts in the movie where people were like, you know, just started cheering, clapping, standing up, but nothing thrown.
Okay, so the whole thing is around this chicken jockey thing. So yes. when Jack Black in the movie screams chicken jockey, people are throwing their popcorn, they're throwing their drinks, they're like screaming, yelling. Why are they doing that? What is the significance of that? Because I don't really know a lot about Minecraft.
I'm just assuming that character in the game plays a big part. And I mean, I'll admit he was pretty cute. But yeah, I have no idea. I never played the game. But yeah, that did, in my theater showing, that did receive the biggest applause.
Okay, so Jack Black, he made a surprise appearance at a screening of the Minecraft movie at a theater in LA over the weekend. And he was there to remind people to behave during the chicken jockey scene. This is how that went down.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please, no throwing popcorn, and also no lapis lazuli, and also absolutely no chicken jockeys!
No! Oh, yeah!
The kids lost their minds when they saw Jack Black walk into the movie theater. He was saying, like, okay, do you know what lapis lazuli is or whatever he said? Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
We really don't know anything about this Minecraft thing.
If anyone can explain, please.
What I do know is it's not a good movie. I'll tell you that.
It's not?
No.
It wasn't good. Did your son like it?
Oh, he enjoyed it. This movie is definitely for the fans, not for the critics. There were some funny laugh out loud moments, don't get me wrong, but you could wait.
Wait for what?
Streaming, I guess.
Oh gosh, I don't even care about that.
Yeah, same.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you remember when childhood was basically like a survival sport? No helmets, no supervision. It was just vibes, you know? And there's this viral video that is making the rounds right now. These two little kids crouched by this gopher hole, right? And they're trying to feed it while an adult is filming it on the phone. And it's cute until the gopher snatches this entire bag of food and just bolts, just gets out of there. And everyone's laughing about it. But wildlife experts are saying this is not okay. Like, interactions like this with wild animals can lead to disease and aggressive animal behavior and even forced euthanasia if wildlife gets too comfortable around humans, you know?
No way.
Yeah. So, and while I get it, we have to be careful with wild animals, for sure. I watched that video and I thought, wow, this is the panic now, because I think people are saying this is really bad parenting and that these parents should have had no business encouraging this behavior, which I agree with. I agree with. But I think about the thing when I was a kid, like what the things my parents would do that would totally get them canceled today.
Really?
Like, do you ever think of the things that your parents did or let you do that would, if that was done today? Oh my gosh. Does anyone have something? 702-364-9400. My mom would literally drop me, my brother, and our neighbors, the neighbor kids, off at Chatfield Reservoir. This was like this reservoir by our house. She would take us over there in the morning, probably like 9, 10 a.m. couple of sandwiches, a blanket, some sodas, zero adult supervisions, no life vests, no nothing. And say, okay, I'll be back this afternoon, and just leave us at the reservoir.
For how long?
All day. All day. She'd come back at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're sunburned. We're probably covered in leeches. Like, I don't even know. But we're alive. We're alive. I think of that now, that how my mom did that. Literally, like, here's some sandwiches and some soda. See you later. Bye. And just left us there. And if she did that today, oh my gosh, she would be canceled.
Oh my God. Now I'm thinking about my childhood, and I think it's because my older brothers got into so much trouble. I mean, they would move schools all the time. They would get suspended, expelled. So I would get away with a ton of things. So like, if I got like D's or F's on my report card, they'd be like, hey, get it up. It's fine. As long as you're still in the same school. Like, my parents would do things like yours too. And just like drop me off at the park with my friend Larissa. We're like 8 years old. Couple hours, and we could have ran off somewhere.
Someone could have kidnapped you.
Someone could have kidnapped us. And nope, they're like, we trust you. We'll see you home by sunset.
What is the thing that your parents let you do as a kid that would absolutely get them reported today? 702-364-9400. I want to hear your, they would have been arrested by now, stories. Let's talk to our buddy Corey. Corey, what was it for you?
Hey, good morning, gang. My mom, after having breakfast at Denny's, she'd have endless cigarettes with coffee when Denny still had a smoking section. Can we go now? Oh, after this, hour and a half later, I'm like, good Lord.
Seriously, you were like sitting there inhaling like a hell of fumes. And it's just like, ah, no big deal.
Right.
You know? We're getting some texts here. This one says, my parents let me swim in the Colorado River without a life jacket or adult supervision. Michelle says, my sister is 10 years older than me. When I was a newborn, she would leave my sister in charge to babysit while she and my dad would go to dinner or shopping. A 10-year-old taking care of an infant. Can you imagine?
That was so normal back in the day. I remember my older cousins who were like 9, 10, they would babysit me as like a 3-year-old.
That is crazy stuff. What was it for you? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Jessica here. I'm waiting for Ramon to put her on hold. And
meanwhile, did you ever do cigarettes? Have you ever like puffed a little cigarette?
I did a little bit
with my grandma.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, good morning. What happened that your parents would definitely go to jail or be reported for?
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hi.
So my mom, she was driving my friends and I around and we hit a red light in the Las Vegas city. She would make us get out of the car, run around, and get back in a different door.
Oh,
what?
It's called a Chinese fire drill.
Oh, you remember
those? Yes.
While we're running around, sometimes she would lock the doors.
Oh, in the middle of traffic?
In the middle of traffic at a red light.
Oh my gosh.
That's where my anxiety would stem from.
Seriously. Okay, this is funny. We have two women named Brandy on hold that I want to get to their calls. We'll get back to them in a second about what their parents did that would get them in trouble. And one of these Brandys, this is insane. I cannot believe your parents did not get in trouble for making you do this as a kid. I am like in complete and total shock. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. What did your parents do when you were a kid that would most definitely get them reported today? Let's talk to Brandy number one that has been holding. Hey, Brandy, what was it for you?
Oh, the shooting the pigeons with the pellet gun.
What? Just around your house or what?
Yeah, he did not like them in the roof.
I'm afraid Ramon is going to get some ideas here. He has pigeons in his roof. I fear that this is going to be the next step in his evolution as a parent. No one got in trouble for that?
No, I don't know where he put them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
There's probably a pigeon graveyard in your backyard and you didn't even know it. Thank you, Brandy. That makes me so sad, but I mean, I'm not condoning it, but pigeons they're annoying.
They're a nuisance.
Yeah. Let's talk to Jules. Hey, Jules, what did your parents do that would get you and that they would get in trouble for?
This is horrible admitting this, but I know a lot of people did it at this young age. I would have a note, a handwritten note from my uncles, and I'd say to allow me to get cigarettes and beer at the corner store, and they would do it. They knew our
How old were you, Jules?
Oh, I was probably like 8.
Could you imagine if your kid did that now for you? Like, so, oh, okay, well, as long as you got a note, just here's the beer, here's the cigarettes. That is crazy talk. Like, I know a lot of people did that. We're getting some texts here, too. This one says, my mom would let me and my sister drink either a wine cooler or a beer on New Year's at the very young ages of 6 and 8.
A wine cooler?
They say this was an every year tradition. Oh my gosh, the parenting. Seriously, like my parents, they didn't care either. We'd have parties. My little brother would go sipping the beer and like didn't say anything. This one, Brandy number 2, this takes it to a whole new level. This is insane. Tell us what your parents did.
Okay, so I once hid a bottle of vodka under my bed as a kid, and my parents, of course, found it. So when they confronted me with the bottle and said, since you're such a big drinker, go ahead and finish the bottle. So
how much was in there?
Oh, I mean, more than half. I mean, it was a good amount. So they made me finish the entire bottle. Yeah, like over halfway full, it had to be. I threw up all night long, and I still think about how I had alcohol poisoning at the age of 16.
And your parents contributed, that they were the cause of that. I can't even imagine. Like, I don't want to go dark or anything, but let's be honest, like, she could have died from that. That's actually not funny anymore.
It's not funny, but like, it kind of teaches you a lesson. Like, don't underage drink. And I mean, yeah, the parents probably got canceled. And I think about the times when I used to underage drink. I mean, I was like 19. Oh. My dad actually contributed to buying alcohol for me being underage. I remember vividly. I told dad, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Tonight, I'm gonna be drinking. So it's either you approve it or I go somewhere else to drink. He goes, all right, what you want? I was like, what do I want? What do you mean? He goes, all right, what do you want? What do you want? I'll get you a bottle. I was like, I want a bottle of Crown Royal. And guess what? He got me a bottle of Crown.
Oh my gosh. Like, this is going from scare them straight to like next level parenting trauma. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, with Brandy's situation, like, you have alcohol poisoning at 16 and they're like, well, that'll teach you. You're like, you know, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, it's going to make an impression. But dang, like that, I think about that, and that's like one of those we didn't call it abuse back then kind of moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're lucky you made it through that with just a memory and not a permanent aversion to vodka or the ER.
Was it like, really a memory or is it all a blur?
That is just terrifying. Oh my gosh. Okay, it is time to win. Who is ready to win with Heads Up? We made this big announcement yesterday. Huge concert announcement with Stevie Nicks. She is coming to town. She is doing her solo thing at the T-Mobile Arena on October 11th. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday, but they're yours right now. When you win Heads Up, caller 20, you get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Kim. You are in for Heads Up. Kim, you ready to do this?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get you these Stevie Nicks tickets. Win them before you can buy them. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Catch Me at the Main Stage, Talk Flipper to Me, Sky's the Limit, or I'm Loving It?
What do you think, honey? Main stage?
Yeah.
My daughter says main stage.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Camden.
Camden.
She's the one that, I don't know if you remember, the Mix 94.1 scrunchie.
Oh, you got a Mix 94.1 scrunchie from us?
Yes.
I Aww. Love it. Well, Camden, Cam, let's do this. So catch me at the main stage. Coachella Weekend 2 is this upcoming weekend. And these are all different Coachella performers this year. So hopefully between the two of you, you guys got this. Okay.
Okay.
You guys got this. All right, Kim and Camden, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
She sings Poker Face, Bad Romance.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. They sing Basket Case, Wake Me When September Ends, iconic punk band.
Green Day.
Yes. He sings Rockstar. He has a song with Morgan Wallen.
Post Malone.
Yes. She is Brat Summer.
Australia, yes.
Yes. She is Hot Girl Summer. She is body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Stallion.
Yes. He sings Beautiful Things. He flips on the stage.
Benson Boone?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Kim and Camden. Look at you go.
That was all my daughter.
Camden, you killed it. That was amazing, you guys.
I love the body, yaddy, yaddy.
I love that Camden knew exactly what I was talking about. That's amazing. All right, you guys, you just won. Win them before you can buy them tickets to check out Stevie Nicks. She is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on October 11th. Man, great job, you guys. Camden, you deserve something special from Mom for that one. Great job. We will have more of these tickets all week long. Tomorrow morning is your next chance right around 8:20 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Mark Zuckerberg took the stand yesterday as the major antitrust trial involving Facebook parent company Meta got underway in D.C. So if you're confused by what all of this means, I'll try to explain it to you. The FTC, they're saying that Meta created this huge monopoly by buying up Instagram, buying WhatsApp, and they did that all to keep a lid on their competition. So if the FTC is successful in convincing the district judge that's hearing the case that the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp were illegal, then the next move is going to be to try to force Meta to break up, spinning them into their own platform. So it's all like one big monopoly.
It's kind of like if the biggest gym here in town like bought off little smaller studios before they got popular, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were already popular. Let's be for real.
Let's say Mercedes, you started up a company, like a small little company, independent. What if Meta came to you and was like, if you sell it for millions of dollars, would you buy and sell it, or would you keep it and try to stay independent?
Oh, I'd sell it. Like, no question. Like, take it. You
take
deal with
money.
The headache. You deal with the headache. I'll take the money. Yeah, no question about it. I think the thing is that they now control all of those things in that universe, and that monopoly is being contested. So we'll see what happens with that. We talked about this yesterday when it happened, but in case you missed it, Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lawrence Sanchez, they all completed their space flight yesterday. I mean, was it a mission? I don't know. It was 10 minutes. I mean, it was an all-female flight that included a filmmaker, a former NASA scientist, a research scientist, and they flew to an altitude of 62 miles just above what's called the Kármán line, which is the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. So when they touched back down, Katie said, "I feel super connected to love." She's saying, "What a wonderful world in the air." She said, "This is not about me. It's about singing my songs." But it seemed like she was making it a lot about her. By the way, she says she's writing a song about this whole experience. But did you like the memes? To me, are the funniest part of what's happening. Like they kiss the ground when they come out. It's like, girl, you were literally up there for 10 minutes. Like, it's not like you're on the International Space Station coming down after 3 years.
Or like you're learning rocket science of any type of sort to get into this type of thing.
It's just so funny. There's a lot of celebrities that are coming out against this whole celebrity space flight thing, saying that it was a complete and total waste of money. I mean, I'm sure it was a great experience, but I just felt like they were so dramatic about all of it. Like, oh, thank God I'm back. Like, you were just here. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, like, I really don't know how to feel about this whole thing. Like, is it women's empowerment really? Like, they're millionaires and billionaires going up into space for 10 minutes. Really? Like, I don't know if this would be a big deal or
not. There is a woman on there whose story I thought was just absolutely amazing, that she went up there and mm-hmm. she was studying to be an astronaut. She was sexually assaulted, and then she turned her goals to go again, to create laws to protect sexual assault victims. And she was successful in that. And then she went back to the aerospace industry, and now she was able to do that. So her story, I thought, was beautiful. And hey, look, Katy Perry, Gayle King, they've all had trials and tribulations. But when they walk out and they're like, oh, let me kiss the ground, I'm like, come on now.
It's a little bit of a media
like,
play here.
Now you're being a little dramatic about the whole thing. All right, finally, this morning, the Little Vegas Chapel is celebrating Star Wars Day on May 4th. By offering a pair of themed wedding packages inspired by the beloved movie franchise. You better start planning now if this is something that is on your radar. The Chapel, which previously offered Star Wars themed weddings for May the 4th, say that couples who want to tie the knot in a galaxy far, far away, you can choose from a couple of packages. One's called Yoda One for Me.
Yoda One for Me.
Yes. And the other is Love Star instead of Death Star.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're promoting these packages with photos of staff members wearing t-shirts that say Till Death Star Do Us Part. It's actually very cute. Mm-hmm. Both wedding packages are going to offer you an officiant dressed as either Princess Leia or Darth Vader. It includes the custom Star Wars music, professional photography, video of the ceremony, and a Star Wars themed wedding certificate. The Love Star package is available for $600. The Yoda One for Me package, that includes a round trip limo and Unity sand service, that costs $860.
I had my best friend's wedding on May the 4th last year, and I came in dressed up as Yoda to her, like, you know when you have to get ready with me to hair and makeup.
Yeah,
I dressed up as Yoda. I had my Yoda shirt on, I had my Yoda ears, and you could tell she was stressed out, but when she saw me, she just died laughing.
Oh my gosh, I mean, how could you not? Like, you were the only guest who came in proper wedding attire. Yes. Well,
do you have a good Yoda impression? How's your Yoda impression?
It used to be good. I don't think it's as good anymore.
Pretend you're marrying me and James. We're renewing our vows, and Yoda, you're our officiant.
James, do you? I can't do it anymore. James, do you take Steph to be your lawfully wedded wife? She is.
And when I was like, no.
It is so bad. I used to be really good at Yoda. Now it sounds more like Kermit the Frog when I do it. It's so bad. It's Mix 94.1. You were right there all along. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I am still catching up on Coachella performances from this past weekend. Weekend two is coming up this weekend. And one that I saw on the schedule and I didn't see the actual performance. Was Yo Gabba Gabba. The Yo Gabba Gabba crew. Here's the thing. Like, they were joined by a bunch of special guests, which cracks me up. Weird Al Yankovic was there. Flavor Flav. Portugal the Man.
What?
Like, there was a bunch of people that performed with Yo Gabba Gabba at Coachella this weekend.
I think we have some audio of Yo Gabba Gabba actually in the audience at Coachella, and here's how the audience sound.
Yo Gabba Gabba! Yo Gabba Gabba! Hey! Yo Gabba Gabba! Yo Gabba Gabba!
Is this going to be a trend now where we take our favorite children's shows and then put them as a set at Coachella? Because I think there could be something really cool about that. I think there's a nostalgia thing going on, and that's why it was so popular. I think people, if they know that something from their childhood is going to be performing right there in front of them, I think this could be the next big thing at not just Coachella, but other festivals.
Ooh, I like this. Like, think about your favorite childhood show, or just in general, like your favorite childhood thing. And if they were performing at Coachella, who would it be and how would that like introduction sound like?
I think that for like me, this wasn't my childhood, but I feel like it kind of was because I felt like I was really young with my kids growing up and they were watching. I feel like the best kids shows were on in the 2000s. Like they were the best shows ever. And there was one show, there was a couple shows that I loved and had the best theme song. And if they could make a cartoon, a live action show at Coachella, I'd be like, Coachella, are you ready for the little Einstein? Yes! And they just have like the remix. Here we go. I mean, people would go crazy for this. This is like, can you see people dancing? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom.
Yes, and then the steam comes out.
What would be the show for you? If it was on stage at Coachella, what would you want to see?
Oh my gosh. Okay, if I'm taking myself back to the 90s. Okay, I'm at Coachella. I'm introducing them. I'm like, Coachella, Mojave stage, where you at? Welcome, your favorite purple dinosaur, Barney! Get it, Barney!
Yeah,
Barney's there with her T-Rex arms.
I'm telling you, there's something here. Ramon, we're booking for the next Coachella, your favorite kids show. Who's on the main stage?
All right, great animated show. One of the best intros to an animated show of all time. Come out. What's up, my peeps? Y'all ready? He has a great little pink hat. He has godparents to fulfill his every wish. An evil babysitter, Timmy Turner, and the Fairly Odd Parents. Woo! Yeah. Chocolate shakes.
Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner.
I am all about this.
Timmy is working on stage with his pink hat.
We just got a text here for this one. Okay, we're going to do this for you, Michelle. Let me get the crowd ready. Crowd, are you ready?
Yeah!
We've got the trio of all trios. Welcome the Wonder Pets. I love the Lenny Talk and Ming Ming. They were the best.
Bopping my head. Oh, this is great. We have something going on here.
I think we call it like Disney Nickelodeon Cella or something like that because this is going to make us tons of money. We got the next big idea, you guys.
Let's do it. Coachella 2026, where you at?
It's Mix 94.1.